Welcome to the Stories We Read podcast, where we read stuff and you listen to it. Episode 1, Eliana and the Ocean. The city was beautiful. Beautiful and silent. No bustling squares, or neighbors talking about the weather, no children yelling, not even a baby crying. Most of the shops and homes were clustered near the city center, where a towering castle cast a shadow over everything behind it. Compared to the intricately carved stonework and beautiful tiles covering the rest of the city, the castle seemed bare and comically large. The empty halls looked dank and lonely. The large suites were gathering dust from disuse. The monarchy hadn't done much to fill those halls lately. No visiting kings and queens, no bustling balls, no celebrations of life or death. Silence. There were two reasons for the uncanny silence. First, the city was underwater. It stood on the ocean floor, small strands of light casting breathtaking patterns over the city. Its inhabitants hadn't drowned, though. In fact, the creatures who lived there were quite content underwater. Their gills made their underwater city quite necessary, actually. Another reason for this discomforting quiet was the missing piece of the monarchy. The king's eldest child wasn't there. She was dead or stolen away. She hadn't been married off. She left, and she took all of their joy with them. To be fair, she had every right to leave as the crown princess. The throne was rightfully hers, though it stood empty while her father ran after her. He didn't catch her, but the ocean always knows when a piece of it is missing. It mourns in its own way, but it will always recover what belongs to it. Whether Eliana knew it or not, she would come back. Stupid. She had been stupid to wait this long between offerings. The ocean was fickle and irritable and unpredictable. The only reason it hadn't given her away to her father or drowned her just to be rid of her was these offerings. Eliana waited as long as she could between them, preferring to stay as far away from the water as she could. But every once in a while, she had to come back to the seaside. This time, she got carried away. It had been a full year since she had last knelt in the sand, and the ocean was tired and angry. It thrashed against the cliff face, across the cove from her, again and again, roiling violently. She sent a wave of calmness over, willing it to be quiet, hoping she didn't sound overbearing, but comforting, wanting to lull it into a better mood. This magic wasn't easy for her to access. Each time she came back, she had to sift past her memories of home to get to it. Her memories of her father in a blind rage. Her memories of the beautiful city she once called home. Her memories of her cousin's pointed looks of disgust when Eliana's bruises showed. Memories of the way the light filtered through the ocean's depths and danced over the ocean floor. Memories of the freeing feeling of water filtering through her gills and lifting her hair toward the surface. She would rather be caught in a hurricane than be forced to remember. But she did. and each time it got slightly easier. She cried almost every time she found herself here, and the irony of her salt-filled tears falling into the ocean that she fought so hard to be free of wasn't lost on her. The magic started trickling into her, warming her blood and making her fingertips feel like they were sparking. The water started slowing, responding to her quiet plea for calmness. It seemed to become more irritated for a moment, but then eased into a less angry rhythm. She took a cleansing breath, letting the magic thaw her fingers and toes. She didn't like to wear heavy clothes to the cove, though being splashed with cold water during a chilly night wasn't the best way to stay warm. It didn't matter, though, once the magic came back. This offering would take a bit more focus than usual. The small ones are all fine and good when she only spent a few months away from the cove, but a year was too long. She needed to express her apologies, whether warranted or not, if she didn't want to be dragged back to her father's doorstep. The magic began unspooling into her cupped hands, making them feel heavy. She worked the strange material over in her hands, waiting for it to take shape. Sweat beaded on her brow. She needed to stay focused, or the little ball of energy would fade away. The ball she was needing started pulsing, pushing back against her prodding fingers. She didn't stop kneading and pushing and twisting until the knotted magic started to become more malleable. Slowly, painfully slowly, her gift started to take shape. A shimmering, semi-solid animal fell from her hands into the sand. The small seal stared up at her questioningly, as if asking why it was here on this beach. She reached a tendril of magic out, nudging it toward the water. The ocean may be vindictive and deadly, but it loved life more than anything else. Normally, her gifts were simpler. Small things meant to stay in its good graces. Nothing alive. Normally, a few scales started shining on her hands while she wove together a song or a memory to give to the ocean. The seal had made both of her arms sprout scales all the way up to her collarbone. She could feel a few irritating the skin on her chin, too. The magic always made her body try to remember what it used to look like. The seal waded into the cove's protected waters. It started swimming in quick loops around the rocks and seaweed, dotting the shallows, seeming to enjoy the freedom of swimming. She didn't let herself dwell on what it must feel like. The ocean paused as the seal swam further, waiting to see what kind of magic Eliana had offered it. Then, all at once, it relaxed. The waves became calmer, almost lazy. The water even warmed by a few degrees. The shore spread out past the rocks behind her, as if the ocean had let out a large breath. She let her feet become submerged, but didn't dare go any closer. After standing up to her ankles in the cove's water for a few moments, she started walking back toward dry land. The hair on the back of her neck raised, but she ignored the prickly feeling. Magic always made her overly sensitive, and the ocean spirit was still heavy in the air. A pair of eyes watched her go, their owner trying to decide whether he should follow the strange woman who sent a glowing seal into the ocean in the middle of the night.